Bart writes out lines on the blackboard, "I will not bring sheep to class." At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Maggie's accidentally scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, and Lisa's kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. The Simpsons rush home and squeeze onto the sofa. Then, moments later, they and the sofa fall through the floor. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon.
Okay, Ron, which one of our girls said the following about you? "He looks so sexy, I hoped we would have sex."
Well, that's a tough one, because I did the deed with Uta, Candy, and Shasta. But I'm gonna have to go with Shasta, because she liked making bacon on the beach.
Ooh, me too.
Homer fantasizes about frying bacon on a beach.
Mr. Simpson, my husband and I have decided to move.
Gonna run out to Clark in Florida, eh?
Yes. Well, there's a few things you could do to help us sell our home. First, whenever you walk in front of your window, could you please wear pants?
No.
Second, could you please take in your jack-o'-lanterns from past Halloweens?
No.
And please cover your garbage. It's attracting wildlife.
What? Hey, Moose! You! Yeah, talking to you! Get off my lawn! Now! Yeah. Ah!
Homer's mooing.
Hello, what's this? Wire hangers? Expired medicine? Old newspapers? Okay, Homer, stay calm. Just quietly get this stuff inside your house. Homer, you're not listening.
That medicine's not for you.
Come on, Marge, maybe I'm not getting enough estrogen.
Give me that.
Ahoy, mateys. How do you feel of tacos? Would ye sooner eat a bilge rat than another burger? Then come for all you can eat seafood at the Frying Dutchman. Is it more iced tea ye be needin'?
Okay.
Set sail for the Frying Dutchman.
Aye, aye, Captain. Marge, we're going to that restaurant.
But I think I'm allergic to seafood. The last time I ate shrimp, my throat closed up, and I went into convulsions.
Shrimp.
Now, I don't know much about haggling or bargaining, so why don't we just agree to pay whatever the Winfields want?
That could work.
What was that?
Sigh.
There you are. Thought you could get away, huh?
Goodbye.
The prospective buyers are repulsed by Homer lounging in a paddling pool. Bart and Lisa sneak into the Winfield's house.
I don't think we should be down here.
Nervous, Lise? I don't blame you. This is where the Winfields hid their mutated son.
Bart, the Winfields didn't have a son.
See that sock over there?
It was his only friend.
Hello, Lisa. Here in the dark, you won't need those eyes. Let me have them.
Bart, that's not funny.
There are some who say the monster is still here.
Friend.
Hey, kid. Wake up.
Who are you?
I'm Laura, your new neighbor. You all right?
She's beautiful. Say something clever. I fell on my bottom. No!
A clumsy removal man.
Oh, not again.
My mother's inside, Mrs. Simpson. Please go right on in.
Oh, you speak so politely to adults.
My upbringing was painfully strict, ma'am.
That's sweet. And finally, Moe's Tavern has contributed a coupon as their way of saying, welcome to Springfield.
Thank you. This is all so nice. I actually had some doubts about moving to Springfield, especially after that Time cover story, America's Worst City.
You can see our house in that photo.
Oh.
And this is for the man of the house, which I guess is you.
I guess I should explain. Laura's father and I divorced 2 years ago. They're so sweet when you marry them, but soon it's just career, career, career.
My hammock! Do you understand? Mine! Don't look that way!
I bet you don't know this one. How'd you like a Hertz donut? Oh!
Hertz donut.
Right. Do you know what a wet willy is?
Is it this?
Hey, baby, how about putting your finger in my ear?
Well, I don't know. Your boyfriend looks like the jealous type.
Hey, what the?
That chick's messing with our minds.
Let's get out of here.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I was gonna tell your fortune.
Huh?
Oh, man. You're gonna be rich.
Whoa.
There's your mansion. There's the tennis court. And there's the swimming pool. See you later, Bart.
I'll never wash this hand again.
Dad, make Bart wash his hand.
Sorry, Elise. I no longer control the hand. The hand controls me.
Dad!
Shut up, you little monsters! Hello, I was wondering if you'd like to babysit my little angels.
Sorry, this isn't Abby. This is her sister. I look after her now.
No, Bart, put it down. Put it down, Bart. Bart, put it down.
Oh, no, all you can eat seafood. I wore my extra loose pants for nothing. Nothing!
Maybe Laura could watch us.
Oh, I get it. Bart, the babysitter's here. Let me tuck you in.
Silence!
Wah!
Bart's dirty hand sticks to the dog.
Wah! Maybe it's time I wash my hand.
I'll send Laura over to babysit as soon as she gets home.
Great. And there was something else. Something I was supposed to tiptoe around.
My divorce.
That's it. Woohoo! I'm glad one of us remembered. That could have been embarrassing.
Well, I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes. I want to be fixed up with one of your friends as soon as you can arrange it. After all, Homer, I do have the normal appetites.
I know what you mean. Just let me make sure we're not talking about food.
I'm not.
Right, me neither. We're talking about sex, right?
Right.
I hear you loud and clear.
Bart, are you taking a bath?
Yes, I am, and it would be nice to have a little privacy around here for a change.
This wouldn't have anything to do with Laura coming over, would it?
Hey, sometimes a guy just likes his skin to look its yellowest. Why, Laura, what a pleasant surprise.
Cute. What do you guys want for dinner?
I don't care. Ask Kef over there.
Lady's choice.
In an empty Afghan restaurant.
Sometimes I think you want to fail.
Shut up. Just shut up.
They leap on the phone.
We used to eat this when my dad was stationed in Vandahar. Take your kafta bisanya and dip it in the labneh.
Now that is good labneh.
The Flying Dutchman neon sign depicts a fat man eating fish.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but everything on the menu has fish in it.
What about the bread? Does that have much fish in it?
Yes.
Well, I have some Tic Tacs in my purse.
Excellent choice. And for the gentleman?
All you can eat! All you can eat!
All right, when you're ready, take this plate over.
Please, don't take the steam tray, sir!
Come on, Bart. If I can teach Maggie to waltz, I can teach you.
Maggie's dancing with Snowball.
Just follow me. Put your hand on my hip.
Okay.
They start to waltz. Then Bart imagines they're in formal wear, dancing in a black and white film. Then she yanks up his underwear.
Wedgie!
Whoa!
At the Frying Dutchman, Marge is asleep at the table, but Homer is still devouring plate after plate of seafood.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
Tis no man. Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr. Six bells. Time for closing.
Can't talk. Eating.
Fairly warned be thee, says I.
Homer's dragged out onto the street, but he runs back in and stuffs more food into his mouth.
But the sign said all you can eat. I'm gonna fight this thing.
Oh, please don't. For me?
Sorry, Marge. This is my quest. I'm like that guy. That Spanish guy. You know, he fought the windmills.
Don Quixote?
No, that's not it. What's his name? The Man of La Mancha.
Don Quixote.
No!
I really think that was the character's name. Don Quixote.
Fine, now look it up.
Well, who was it?
Never mind.
Laura's playing a video game called Escape from Death Row.
Oh no, here comes the conservative judge.
Plead insanity. Plead insanity.
It's not working.
All right, hit the change of venue button. Now. Oh, no, you're in Texas.
The convict in the game's given the electric chair.
If I'd hit the remorse button one more time, I would have made it. Oh, Bart, I gotta go. See you around.
I am thinking you like this girl, yes?
How did you know?
My ceiling mirrors and video cameras sometimes see more than who is about to shoot me.
All you can eat. Huh!
Mr. Simpson, this is the most blatant case of fraudulent advertising since my suit against the film The Neverending Story.
So, do you think I have a case?
Homer, I don't use the word hero very often, but you are the greatest hero in American history.
Woohoo!
I'm here to see my grandpa.
Here I am, Sonny.
You're not my grandpa.
Oh, come on, give me a chance. Hey, can your grandfather do this? Hey!
The crazy old man does karate moves.
Hey! Oh!
Bart! Oh, you remembered my birthday!
Huh? Oh, I sure did. Here's a bus schedule.
Wow! Fits right in my pocket.
Grandpa, I need some advice. Did you ever have a crush on an older woman?
I had a crush on the oldest woman. 120 years old she was. Here's a picture of her delivering UB Blake.
What happened?
She fell in with that Guinness Book of Records crowd. Suddenly, she didn't have any time for me. Oh, I wore a 15-pound beard apiece for that woman, but it just wasn't enough.
Dad, I have some questions about women.
Can't you see I'm reading the, cultural calendar? Ooh, mostly Mozart is in town.
Homer, Bart's at a very curious age. As his father, I think you should have a frank and earthy discussion about, you know.
But Marge, I think you should learn about it the same way I did.
Are you sure?
Homer remembers.
Zookeeper! Zookeeper! Those two monkeys are killing each other!
They're having sex.
Oh? Maybe you're right. Not if you'll excuse us. This is a sacred moment between a boy and his father. Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman.
Several beers later.
So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
Homer passes out.
How can I get her to notice me?
Meet me at the treehouse, Bart, and come alone.
Bart's pacing around the treehouse when Laura turns up wearing a pretty red dress.
Thanks for coming.
I pleased to aim.
I'm so happy. I just had to tell someone. I have a boyfriend.
She rips his heart out.
You won't be needing this.
It beats in her hand. Then she kicks it against the wall and it slides down into a bin.
Boyfriend.
I really think you'd like him, Bart. His name's Jimbo.
Jimbo Jones?
Bart remembers being bog-washed by Jimbo.
You've been flushing for 20 minutes. Is there a problem?
No, Principal Skinner.
Very well. I'll continue to wait.
Skinner patiently waits outside the cubicle.
How can you like that guy?
I don't know. Maybe because he's an outlaw. You know that dead body they found behind the mayor's house?
Jimbo killed him?
No, but he poked him with a stick.
Hey, Laura, Dr. Tong has arrived.
That's him, Bart!
Who's the dork?
Leave him alone. He's just a kid. Just a kid. Just a kid.
I'll show them who's just a kid.
Bart, it's your bedtime. I laid out your jammy jams.
Everyone but Bart is scoffing their food.
Dad, if there's a really special girl and she likes some clod who's beneath her, what should you do?
I married her.
Homer, please. I just had eggs.
Good luck in your trumped-up lawsuit, Dad.
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
All right, you guys. I want you in bed before Jimbo gets here.
What do you like about him? He's just a good-looking rebel who plays by his own rules.
'Twas a moonless night, dark as pitch, when out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Hey!
So I says to me bosuns, batten down the mizzenmast, mateys.
Captain McAllister, isn't it a fact that you're not a real captain?
Aye.
Your Honor, I would like to show the court just how much shrimp Mr. Simpson ate. Bring it in, boys!
A dozen men march in, each carrying two large sacks.
18,000 letters, all addressed to Santa Claus.
You want the people of Springfield versus Kris Kringle. That's next door.
Oh.
Mrs. Simpson, isn't it true your husband once consumed a 10-pound bag of flour when no other food was available?
Yes, but it was...
Your witness!
There's a pizza here for...
Right here.
Mrs. Simpson, what did you and your husband do after you were ejected from the restaurant?
We pretty much went straight home.
Mrs. Simpson, you're under oath.
We drove around until 3 a.m. looking for another all-you-can-eat fish restaurant.
And when you couldn't find one?
We went fishing.
Did these sound like the actions of a man who had all he could eat?
No!
That could have been me.
Homer, I've a proposition for ye, fair and true.
Come on, Marge. Let the people see your pretty face.
Come see Bottomless Pete, nature's cruelest mistake. Come for the freak, stay for the food.
Oh, he's hideous.
I heard they shaved a gorilla.
Hey, baby, my shirt's chafing me. Mind if I take it off?
Well, okay.
Laura and Jimbo make out on the sofa.
I've got to do something.
But it says good for one free beer at Moe's. This is Moe's Tavern, isn't it?
No, this is Bo's Cavern.
Give me my beer.
Stupid welcome mobile. I knew it would ruin me. Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin'Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin'Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin'Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
My name is Jimbo Jones, and I live at 1094 Evergreen Terrace.
Aha! Big mistake, pal! Oh, I knew he'd slip up sooner or later. Ah, yes, rusty and dull. Barney, don't steal any beer while I'm gone.
What kind of pathetic drunk do you take me for? Somebody spilled beer in this ashtray!
Moo runs through the woods with a knife.
Let's see. Where is that map? Evergreen Terrace. There it is, F5.
He arrives at the Simpsons' house.
I don't believe it. Now my pants are chafing me.
All right. Who's Jimbo Jones?
I am.
You just made your second mistake, buddy boy.
Please, dude, don't hurt me. Oh, man.
That's your outlaw?
I wasn't really gonna kill ya. I was just gonna cut ya. I forget it. Ouch, I better go check on Barney.
Barney's guzzling from the beer tap.
Uh-oh, my heart just stopped. Ah, there it goes.
Moo runs back with his knife raised in the air.
Ow! Stupid wishing well.
Jimbo, I don't think we should see each other anymore. You're just not the guy I thought you were.
Can I have my shirt back?
Well, Bart, you were right about him.
As usual, a knife-wielding maniac has shown us the way.
You know, if you were only old enough to grow a bad teenage mustache, I'd go out with you in a second. Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name... Ivana?
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle! Ivana Tinkle! All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle! Har! har, har.
Ha, 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 ha.